So who do we have on the call?
We have Leslie Cowley, Christy Spain, Fernando España, Andre Philip, Byron Holland, Hira Hossa, Patrick Hossein, Johanna Eusebius, Han Chuan Lee, Ron Sherwood, Dr. Spark Sablong, Yan Zhang, and from staff we have Bart Boswinkle, Christina Nordstrom, and myself.
Okay. So, hi everyone, we can probably start, yeah? Byron, you're time challenged.
I am, unfortunately, yes.
That's okay. If we can, first of all, just confirm the minutes and actions from the last meeting, and then perhaps we could move on, we could do the SOP.
That would be great.
Then you can sort of hang around for as long as you're able to, yeah?
Sounds good.
So, Gabby...
Chris, and include, say, the selection of the board membership as well.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, well, that's incredibly important. Gabby, the minutes have gone out and they've been dealt with. Are there any actions that we need to follow up on?
There's one pending action. All the actions have been done. It's just one pending action. That's action 5502, saying Bart Boswinkle and Leslie Cowley to make the final adjustments to the wildcard study group recommendations report and to send it to the council for approval before submitting it to the ICANN board. And as far as I know, it's been drafted, but...
That's waiting my time. And mine, I think, as well. Leslie, we'll get to that at item 5, which is on the agenda. Okay, so let's move to item 6-9, which is the working group update for SOP, Byron.
So this will be relatively brief. We haven't specifically had a meeting since the last time we spoke. However, we do have one scheduled for the 21st, where we will be regrouping with all the new members. I put out the notes from the session we had in Brussels, and also Bart has updated me on, I guess, the potentially or perhaps solidified decision to change the timing of the strategic and operational planning process from ICANN. So I put out a note to the group on that. The meeting is on the 21st, and at that we will be primarily discussing the path forward leading up to Cartagena and how we are going to adjust our timing and what we're going to do as a result of the changes to the ICANN process.
Right.
So that fundamentally is where we're at right now.
Thanks, Byron. Anyone got any questions on the SOP working group report? Cool. All right.
Somebody just joined.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. This is Peter joining.
Hi, Peter. We're doing the agenda slightly out of order, Peter, because Byron has to go. So we've just done 1 and then 6-9, the SOP report.
Okay.
We're also going to do 7. I've just sent out, Gabby, I just sent out a slightly amended resolution for 7.
Okay.
Chris, could I make one other comment?
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, this is out of order entirely, but since I'm not going to be able to join the whole call and I just want to be part of it, I'm not sure if this is the right place, but I'd like to just, as part of the council, you know, officially congratulate you on your board appointment and thank you for all the incredible work that you have done and the effort you put in to make the council and this group what it is. So I know this is probably way out of order, but I'd just like to put that on the record since I'm not going to be able to be part of the call later.
Thank you. It's not out of order because that's what we're about to deal with item 7, so that you can be here for that. Because the resolution involves the vice chairs.
All right. Well, I jumped the gun.
Actually, doing something, but no, thank you. That's very sweet. And if I could, perhaps, but thank you very much. If we go around everybody saying something, then we'll be all night. But that, thank you. The resolution for 7 is that, or rather, the deal with board appointments is that there's a formal requirement in the bylaws that we have to notify the company secretary of ICANN when we make these decisions. There is a resolution that's was drafted. I've, as I said, I've just sent out a slightly amended one. It says the council, Chief Minister Council appointed, well, the preamble is about Gabby being appointed the election manager. And the result being that there was only one candidate, which is me, and that I accepted that nomination. The resolution says the council resolves to select Christa Spain to fill board seat number 11 from the 9th of June 2011. That is the date. We checked that, did we not, Gabby, with
yes.
JJ? The council requests its chair and vice chair to inform the ICANN secretary accordingly. The reason for that is that normally it would be me that informs the secretary, but on the basis that it's probably not a good idea for me to be telling the secretary that I've been appointed, we thought it's probably best if the vice chairs and I actually do that formally. So let's. Is there any discussion on the resolution?
Chris, especially, I'd just like to add to the last sentence of that resolution to pick up on Byron's point, really, where the council congratulates Chris on his nomination and selection, and just add to that some wording about expresses deep appreciation for his service since the formation of the CCNSO, or words to that effect.
Thank you very much. But those words will be fine. God, I hate this. Okay. Gabby, you can make that slight amendment, please.
Sure.
Thank you very much. Any other discussion on the resolution before I ask somebody to move in seconds? I've had so many notes, and not just from the council, but from everybody, and I'm very, very grateful. Thank you. May I have a proposer for the resolution, please?
Byron.
Thank you, Byron. And a seconder?
Leslie.
Thank you, Leslie. Do we have any one who wishes to abstain or vote against the resolution? Jolly good. Then I think we can deal that's been passed. And Byron, thank you. If you hang around as long as you can, if you need to go, then that's fine. And thanks for making the effort.
Well, thanks for accommodating me.
No, it's all right. I know it's hard. I just got through yesterday with our AGM and the board meeting and then our awards dinner. So it's the day job interferes.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, let's go to item two, which is the DNS cert survey. Nothing to report, unfortunately. I wrote to Rod to tell him that we, at the last council meeting, we'd formed this group. I also contacted Heather Dryden and said, from the chair of the GAC, and said we need you, the GAC, to decide how you want to be involved in this discussion. And I know that Heather's been trying to get some progress with the GAC, but nothing, as far as I can tell, has happened yet. Does anybody have any input on this? Has anybody heard anything new about the survey or heard from any certs in their country?
Chris, Leslie, not specifically on CERT, but certainly probably linked more to the ITU. There seems to be quite a lot of government and other media interest in cybersecurity just lately.
Yes, there certainly has. Of course, we shouldn't make the mistake of thinking that necessarily means it's anything to do with us.
Indeed.
The chances are far higher that Barclays.co.uk is going to be blitzed than .uk. But
I think it's relevant to note in the context of the general security
that's
discussion.
Right. Yeah. I agree. Peter, are you there?
Yes.
Would you mind just doing a very brief summary of what happened at the centre meeting?
Sure.
In respect to
so we had a panel discussion at the last central meeting last week, in 2 weeks ago already, in Brussels. Input from Steve Crocker from the Dutch Ministry, Thomas de Haan, speaking as a GAC representative, and from Chris and from the chair, Jörg Schweiger, the chair of the Incident Response Working Group. I mean, I, Chris, I think I can safely summarize all presentations saying that nobody supports the initiative as it stands now. There were, however, a few interesting comments made by all presenters, but in particular by Thomas de Haan, who also saw this as a an interesting wake-up call and as an opportunity to actually have a serious discussion about enhanced cooperation, not just within the CCTLD industry, but involving all stakeholders. As a follow-up, I had a discussion with quite a few central members, in particular those that had been sent the response from their cert, and they were forwarded to me. In none of these responses, the DNSR proposal is supported. Some clearly rejected. Some others have basically answered that since they have no idea what the survey is for, they basically refuse to respond to it. So that's basically the summary from the center angle. In the meantime, I also had a discussion with Enisa to figure out what their involvement was. They basically say that they were just a messenger. They have no idea how the survey was drafted, who gave input, what its purpose is, and how it will be processed. I think they don't even have a good view on the responses, since many of the responses will be sent back directly to ICANN.
Peter, do you know, can you say roughly how many responses that you know about?
I've seen three responses, and I know from two who have basically responded that they are not going to participate.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
In most other cases, I got the confirmation that they have no idea who received
it. Yeah. Well, we still don't know. I mean, we've got a list of the countries to which it was sent and the name of the cert, but we don't know to whom at that cert it was sent. So there's no way of knowing whether you know. There's no way of knowing who to talk to, and et cetera, at this stage. Anyone else got any input or comment? All right. Well, I'll just keep pushing away. I'll remind Heather and see if we can take this forward. I mean, it may be that it just disappears. That doesn't solve the initial issue about why was it sent out in the first place. But in respect to how you deal with it now that it's out there, it may be that it's just going to sort of slide off the radar, and because there are not going to be any serious and substantive responses.
Chris, for what it's worth, you were there, so you know, but it's probably worth mentioning that the center members have asked me, about the secretariat, to draft again a short paper, clearly stating that there should not be any misunderstanding that no CCTLD is supporting this. The goal of that is that hopefully Rob can then stop saying that he has plenty of support from CCTLDs, amongst which there are many European CCTLDs.
Yeah.
So maybe that can be something that other regions could use as well, or that through the CCNSO can disseminated for support.
Sure. If you wanted to let us have a copy of a draft, we could maybe work with that. I mean, my initial thoughts were back at the beginning of all of this, my initial thoughts were, let's try and be constructive. And that's why I suggested we set up this sort of liaison thing. But if nothing's going to happen, then we probably should make a formal statement at some point in the not too distant future that says, we don't support it. So while I'm working on that side of things, and seeing if I can get Heather to get the GAC to the table, perhaps Peter, if you could just let us have a copy of what you're thinking about sending out, and we can work from that.
Sure, absolutely, no problem.
Okay, is that anyone else got any comments on that? Okay, the next one is the strategic and operational planning process. Bart, was that anything specific on that that we need to...
No, I just want to say, as Byron said, 2 weeks ago I was in MDR, and there was, just for your information, there will be a formal request to the chair of the CCNSO to designate people to participate in the revised ops plan planning process. The revised ops planning process now looks like it will start by the end of this month, requesting input from stakeholders and to name activities they want to do. That will go through a mill, and that will for public comment, and then it will turn into the the draft framework ops planning. So that's by early January probably. So they've added a new phase, seeking input into the ops plan. I had hoped, and that was suggested in MDR, that by now the strategic plan would be out for public comment. It is a dusted off version of last year's strategic plan, so that was the reason to inform Byron and the SOP working group on what's going on. Unfortunately, until now, I haven't seen any confirmation. So that's more or less the update from the revised strategic and ops planning process.
And presumably, our response to a request for people to be involved would be to refer it to our strategic and operational planning working group.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the update on the process.
Thank you. Any other comments or input on that? Okay. Good. Next item is the finance working group charter. The last meeting we agreed to do a slight redraft of this, which has now been done, and that has gone out. But we're subject to any comment. We're in a position to adopt that now, are we not?
Yes. To my understanding is that it now reflects the comment from Leslie to have to facilitate and the discussion on the finance side of ICANN.
Okay.
And as a result, that's why it took a bit of time, the whole structure of the working group has changed now. The proposal is now to make it a standing working group, again, with the same criteria for membership. So these are the two major changes.
Thank you. Any input or comment on that before we resolve to adopt the charter? Okay.
I'm not sure whether we should resolve to instruct us to make a call for volunteers as well.
Yes, is the answer to that.
Adopt the charter.
Yeah, the resolution should be, Gabby, should be that the council resolves to adopt the charter, obviously attaching the charter, for the new finance working group. Can I have a proposer for that resolution, please? Don't all rush at once. Am I the only person left on the call?
I'll propose that, Chris.
Thank you, Leslie. And I need a seconder for that, please, to second the resolution.
I second that.
Thank you very much. Was that you, Andre?
Yeah, that was me.
Hello, you. is anyone against the adoption of the charter. Does anybody wish to abstain? Wonderful. Okay. And Gabby, I don't think we need to resolve, but the instruction is, would you please send out a call for volunteers? If you can liaise with Bart on the wording so that it accurately reflects the charter about the requirements for volunteers, that would be great.
Sure.
Thank you. Marvellous. Item 5 is the Wildcard Study Group, which we've kind of already covered. Basically, Bart has made some amendments to the document and drafted a note to the board, which he sent out to me and to Leslie, and at this stage neither of us have had an opportunity to look at it. What we will do, Leslie, I'm sure you'll be okay with this, I guess, is that we'll look at it as soon as we can and send it out to the list so that we can formally deal with it, hopefully on the list before the next meeting.
Fine with me, Chris.
Is that okay? All right. And if everybody else is okay with that, then we'll get that done as soon as we can. Okay, hearing no objections. That brings us to the working group updates. 6.1 is the council working group. Bart, where are we with that? We've set that up and
I've sent out the invitation.
Yeah.
I have confirmation of a few members. I'm still waiting for confirmation from Byron and from Hero.
Okay.
And there might be a scheduling problem. So what we'll do after this call, as soon as I have a confirmation from Byron and Hero, I think the best way is to set up a doodle to organize, and probably we need about 3 calls.
That's great, but could you please push out to Byron and Hero rather than waiting for them?
Yep.
And get them to confirm and then get that doodle up as soon as possible?
Yes, I will.
Okay, thank you. The next one is the DRD working group. But I wasn't on the last call, so can you just do a brief update on that?
Yes. The working group is working on the recommendation documents on retirement delegation, redelegation. The retirement has been adopted, and it looks like the working group will suggest to run a PDP because there is no policy whatsoever on the retirement of CCTLDs. Currently, the working group is discussing the delegation recommendations, and it's still looking into the possible recommendations to the council. So it is not just limited to a PDP.
Yes, I mean, they can make recommendations. They can make They could recommend a PDP, but they could also recommend a series of other things.
Yep.
Okay. Any questions on that one? But we're aiming to have something out, final out for Cartagena, aren't we?
Yes, that's the intention, and Keith is working very hard to make that possible, but we now hit some with the delegation, the fundamental discussion whether or not to launch a PDP.
Yeah.
And the redelegation is going to be difficult, so, and everybody knows it's a very contentious subject.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Thank you. 6.3 is the IDN PDP working group. And again, Bart, we've got a call tomorrow on this, but would you just mind doing a brief update, please?
Yes, brief update is, I think, we've done, the working group has now changed its way of dealing with the topics. We first look into the criteria and the decisions involved in the criteria. That bit has been concluded, needs to be confirmed tomorrow. And now we look at the process steps and looking for discussion on the process steps as well. Starting point is to fast track both the recommendations and the implementation plan, and hopefully by Cartagena we'll have a next document out for public comment from the working group and not just the chair's draft.
Yes, and it looks to me as if the chances are that we're pretty much there, with the exception of variants, aren't we?
Yes, that's going to be, and one of the difficulties with variants is not just the it's still out in the open, because I think during its retreat the board adopted again there will be a resolution for a document by staff on variant management, and which will be open for public comment by the end of this month again. And yeah, it's on the technical side of variant management, so we're still stuck in the situation. We don't know what we're talking about, nor does the technical community.
How very nicely put. I mean, we could end up in a situation. We may end up in a situation where we finalise everything except for variants, and we just basically have to sit and wait while we kind of get an expert group together to deal with the variant side of things, couldn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Any questions on that, on the working group one, which is the meat of the policy development process for IDNs? Okay. Working group two is the necessary changes, amendments to the structure of the CCNSO. Is Hiro on the call?
Yeah.
Hi, Hiro.
Okay. I'll report that.
Yeah.
After the previous CCNSO Council call, we had one conference call on September 23rd. We tried to hold another in early October, but we couldn't make it as many of the working group members were not available. But we had one conference call. And in the conference call, I was appointed as chair, and then Getsuko as alternate chair. And as to the content, following the intensive discussion on the mailing list, Bart nicely prepared a document listing up the issues such as membership definition, roles of members such as voting and PDP initiation and quorum, and their possible solution space. They will be discussed further in the next conference call, which is on Thursday, October 21st. The day after tomorrow. That's all.
Thank you, Hiro. Any questions on that? Excellent. The next one is 6.5, which is the Incident Response Working Group. Bart?
The Incident Response Working Group had one call. They're looking into, say, at the Brussels meeting, they presented proposal for a repository. They're now looking into who would be able to maintain and run such a repository and at what cost. And they're looking into two potential external providers, so external of ICANN.
Yeah.
And cool. So hopefully by Cartagena they will propose and the repository and two models for the CCNSO to discuss. And afterwards, I think the planning work is done. So the incident response working group has come up with a model.
When you say external providers, do you mean private providers or just not?
External from ICANN.
Okay.
So there is, they're looking in, there have been talks with a German and a American company to run it, and say especially the German company is used by a lot of certs as well to run, to maintain the repository and to check enable it.
Thanks, Bart.
Hi,
anything else on incident response?
Hi, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry. I can hardly hear you. Can you speak up a bit?
All right, let me check. Hello.
No, you're even worse now.
Okay, great. Okay, searching out for the appointment of the independent vendor, is it to be done by ICANN, or is there like a procurement process or an RFP process before
No, I think if I understand your question correctly, you asked whether this incident response provider or this repository provider would be appointed by ICANN.
Yes.
So my understanding is, and say this will not be appointed by ICANN. It is, if CCTLDs wants to use it,
yeah,
it is up to them to decide to use this provider.
Yeah, precisely. It's a CC, and it's an individual CC issue, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the incident response working group is working on effectively providing, organizing for there to be a service which can be used by CCs if they wish to.
Yeah.
Chris, it's Leslie.
Yes,
was there a general call for proposals for that?
No,
off you go.
No, Leslie, what they've done is they looked in potential providers, and they came up with two or three, a short list. There isn't a, say, RFP or anything else. Maybe that's something to look into, but this is just to have an idea as a working group what is out there in the market.
Yeah.
Understood. But if there is to be some sort of, I was going to say, official person in that capacity, it might be sensible for it to be done through a more open process.
Yeah, absolutely.
It could be, on the other hand, is the list of providers is very limited. But I'll suggest that to the chair of the working group.
It's effectively, but this is more, this, for me. To me, this at this stage is really sort of like a fact-finding mission.
Yeah.
It's like, who are the potential providers? What service can they provide, and how much will it cost?
Yeah.
It's not choose one. It's
no. They will present the different models and,
exactly,
and to have an indication of. So it's fact-finding.
Correct. Okay. Anyone else? Any other questions? Can you make sure that they know that, Bart?
Yep, I will.
Okay, thanks. All right, 6.6 is another working group. The JCD. Thank you for using my initials. That's really great. The JCD working group, which is the charter drafting working group for the charter for the security, stability, and resilience cross-constituency, GNSO, CCNSO, SSAC, etc., working group that we're going to try and set up, if we can, in Cartagena. The joint charter drafting working group has received a draft of the straw man draft of the charter, which basically was put together by me and Bart and is it Julie?
Julie Hedlund
and Chuck and a few others. That's gone out to the list of the for the Joint Charter Drafting Working Group, and there's been one piece of feedback so far, which with a couple of minor suggestions, including the fact that for some bizarre reason we appear to be using at least three different abbreviations for this group. JCD, JD, JC, and so on. So the most substantive suggestion we've had in the charter so far is that we get our acronyms right. But we'll push for more input, and we're very hopeful, I think, aren't we, Bart, that we'll have this charter agreed by the time we get to Cartagena.
Yeah, it's probably the substantive issue is, let's say, the scope of activities is not so much a concern. It's more the procedural matters, and that should be take one or two calls. That's it.
Yeah. So that's where we are with that, and as I say, hopefully the charter will be approved by the working group, and then we can adopt it in Cartagena and start to move forwards. Any questions on that? Good. 6.7 Bart is the jig.
Jan, she's on the call. She's
Jan, I'm sorry. Jan, are you there?
Yes.
Sorry,
can you hear
Jan.
Me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Our basic plan is to publish the final report of single character ID and TLD recommendation before Cartagena, and also the initial report for variants before Cartagena 2, and then probably in Cartagena to have a session at a DNSO working session, and also one during the CCNSO session. But actually, I'm not sure, is that arranged yet or
no, it's
or not,
not
yet?
It's still floating, and there is some other issues coming pending regarding the IDN stuff as well, so we may need to combine a lot of this.
Well,
okay.
Yes, because the IDN policy development process is obviously also talking about variants, and there's not a lot of point in reinventing the wheel.
Yeah.
And having two sets of people doing the same work, so we'll work that out.
And say, so for your information, as we're talking about IDNs and everything else, say within the next week or two, the public comment will open on the review of the fast track process as well.
Yeah.
Envisioned. And there will be a document for public comments, and it might be useful to combine this with the IDN session as well.
Sure.
Okay. So we are going to have a session, but just not sure, you know, how it works, right?
That's right. It's yeah. Logistics, Jen. There'll definitely be a session, yes.
Okay.
Okay. And speaking of sessions, 6-8 is the program working group. So, Andre.
Yeah, the draft of the agenda was published already. We got some amendments, or we did some amendments due to comments, for example, for Leslie. So, thank you for those comments. And I got a last message that we should incorporate the planet put session. I think it was requested by you and you, Chris, and Bart. So we are working on that. But the agenda is almost final, we hope, and hopefully it will be that will be an interesting meeting.
Thank you very much, Andre. Any questions for Andre on the upcoming agenda for Cartagena?
Just a comment from me. Thanks, Andre, for the changes. I think it looks like a good program, but rather demanding for the time that we have, as per usual.
Yeah, maybe we should start the week before or something.
Don't.
Well, none of us have got anything else to do, so, you know.
Andre, can I have a question to ask?
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead. They it's a standing update. They do it at every meeting.
Okay, because thinking that recently there is a lot of resulting from the fast track IDN delegation, there is a lot of issues with the delegation of the IDN TLD after the string evaluation phase has completed. I wonder if Aina would like to give us some updates on the delegation of the fast track IDN CTLD in this section as well.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear anything.
Just to repeat to be sure, is the request is if Aina could provide an update on the IDN CTLD's delegation under the fast track.
Right, but they normally would do as part of the.
And what we'll do to make sure this happens, I will forward the request to Ayana, to Kim and Elise.
Yeah.
Kim won't be in Cartagena, so
no,
it'll be someone
else. No, but will be somebody else, but at least they can include it in their presentation.
Yeah. So do we know who's gonna be doing the update in Cartagena?
Probably Elise.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. It's all good. Okay, anything else? Great, so 6-9 we've done, which is the SOP working group. 7 we've done, which is the endorsement of the board selection. 8 is the website. Gabby?
So the website, we actually do have some links with the new website, but it's so confusing. They have just done part of the changes, and I just realized it doesn't make sense to send it out to people because I think everyone would just be confused. So I haven't sent them out, but if anyone is really curious and wants to see please let me know and I'll send you the login details.
There's still a fair bit of work to do, I think, isn't there?
There is a lot of work to do still, but they say that it would definitely be finished before Cartagena, so we hope in the next few weeks. But it's just, I just don't think it makes sense to show to anyone right now.
It's too early. I opened it up this morning and got completely lost and had no idea where I was. So, mind you, that doesn't mean other people will get lost. But, all right. Any questions on the website? Great. Nine is our liaison updates. The first one is at large. Ron, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
I did send my report.
Of course
you did.
Did
everyone receive it?
I have it.
Yes, thanks, Ron. We got it.
Any questions?
Ron, when was that sent? I did not receive it.
Gabriel sent it out yesterday, I believe. It's
attached to the information that I sent out to the council today.
It's on the Pedro.
Okay, sorry for that.
Yeah. It's there. Ron, is there anything that you want to add to us?
No. At the very bottom, I said that at ALEC we're working on a statement on the REC 6 situation. That isn't available at the moment. As soon as it is, I will send it out. I won't wait until the next meeting.
REC 6 is morality and public order, right?
Correct, yes.
Or MOPO. Any questions? Okay, and now the GNSO update?
Hi, David.
You're really going to have to speak up. It's really, really hard to hear you.
Okay, is this better?
No. You sound like you're talking from the bottom of a tin can.
Really?
Really.
Okay, so I guess the most difficult one is that Chuckson is ending. So Cartagena would be his last meeting as a council member, and we should probably see a new GNSO chair elected by then.
Okay, just stop for a second.
Right.
I can just about hear. Does anybody else? Can anyone else hear?
How about this? Why not address the questions since the report has been mailed to the council list?
Yeah.
The questions then. Yeah.
That'll be a really good idea.
And just to know, Hanshan sent the GNSO update, GNSO liaison report, which I have in the updated, sent out in the updated council information.
Oh, did you? Sorry, I must have missed
that. Yeah, it's copied in there in the updated version, so.
Oh, it's actually in the body of the email.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Got it. Right. Okay. If anyone's got any questions, it is in the email. Sorry, Hanshan, it's really hard to hear you.
It's okay.
Really hard.
This phone is, I guess, the tool.
Yeah. Okay, that brings us to any other business. I have two things briefly, but does anybody have any other business that they want to bring forward to the...
I have one thing.
Yes, Gabby.
And that's that we're still lacking sponsors both for the lunch and for the dinner, so and for Cartagena, so if anyone's interested, please let me know.
So what's the situation with the dinner? Are the local... Are the local people putting on a dinner or not?
Yes, they are. We have about almost half of the cost. And I have talked to Eric Iriata. He promised that he would get something from Lactiel. They will do something as well. But we're still lacking sponsors and also for the lunches.
Okay. It's probably just me, but I haven't seen a call for the dinner sponsors.
There has been both this call and a reminder, but I will go. I will send out another reminder.
Send it out.
But
we
have had some volunteers, Gabby, haven't we?
Yes, we have 3 volunteers for the dinner. And
only
one
have one of them.
Yes.
Dot
well,
UK is
I know.
One of them.
You only want to do it because there's a match between .co.uk. That's the only reason you want to do it. We'll do something as well, Gabby, but just send it out again.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure we'll be fine.
Okay.
Did you have anything else?
Nope.
Okay. You've got under AOB on your list, you've got the list of the people who've been appointed to the 2 panels. I think that's just for information. I'm guessing the who is in the SSR panel. And I've got 2 things. One is a brief update on the ATRT, the Accountability and Transparency Review Team. In the next few days, probably the next 2 or 3 days, the ATRT will be publishing a draft report for comment. It contains, crucially, contains a draft recommendations. It contains a whole heap of things saying we haven't finished yet, but here are the draft recommendations. It would be really great if members of the CC community, and obviously this will be, I'll send a note out to everybody, but it would be great if people could find a little bit of time to have a look at it and provide input. It's not just about getting input from the GNSO people. It is equally relevant on accountability and transparency to get input from the CCTLD community. There are recommendations about board structure. There are recommendations about the job the nominating committee does. There are recommendations about the appeals mechanisms and all sorts of things. So it would be great if everybody could have a look, and if you feel inspired to comment, fantastic. And the other one I wanted to mention was the Internet Governance Forum review is currently happening at the United Nations. ALDA has prepared a document of input into that review. That will be ready in the next couple of days. And once we have lodged that document, I will send it out to everybody. And again, if you feel inclined to support it or to make your own, provide your own input, it really is important for the future of the IGF that as many people as possible comment about how well or otherwise the current structure has worked. That's it from me. Anything else anybody else needs to say? Cool. In that case, Bart, when's our next call? Gabby, when's our next call?
On the 16th of November.
Fantastic. Well, if there's no other business, I'll call the meeting closed and talk to everybody again soon. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.